I got a nice little picture of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, and they're all scared, right? I thought that was pretty cool. So I threw that on there. Because today's message is on overcoming fear. First verse is 2 Timothy 1, 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So overcoming fear, testing, all right. So let us pray real quick. Dear God, we just want to thank you for your word, your presence, your mighty power, Lord God, and fill us up with your presence, your word, and everything you have for us, Lord God. The people that will be listening through online or anything like that, Lord God, that your word may go forth, Lord God, that they may change their lives and change their perspective, Lord God, of what fear is really is and what you want them to overcome, Lord God. So we just pray to open up our ears, our minds, Lord God, to receive your full message in your precious name. Say amen. So tell your neighbor, don't be scarred. Don't be scarred. So along with the Halloween, everybody was scaring everybody. Probably kids were all getting scared and everything, right? We just celebrated, or America celebrated Halloween. And so God gave me this message, and I thought it went pretty good around Halloween time. So what is fear? See, fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, by evil, by pain. Now, whether the threat is real or imagined, it is still the feeling of being afraid. That is what fear is. Fear is an emotion induced by perceived threats. Fear always causes a reaction, right? Whether to run away or to stop. And like I was talking about, or if you're so afraid, you get paralyzed. People get paralyzed. And so fear, right, going with Halloween and stuff, a lot of people have haunted houses or try to scare people. You know, it's a time of year, scary movies come out and things like that. And so the whole thing of fear of Halloween is kind of putting kids afraid or kind of scaring them, you know, jumping out of bushes while they're coming to trick or treat or things like that, right? And so if you ever see what happens is when they're coming up and then you scare them all of a sudden, right, what are they usually either run away or they stopped all frightened, right? So, but listen to this, see? So picture this. Scare them and either they stop or they run away. They run back. But yet if they were coming up to the door and you scared them before they came up to the door, they don't run towards the door, they run back away, right? So fear always stops you from moving forward. It always stops you from achieving the things that God wants you to achieve, that God wants you to get to. There's always going to be fear that comes in, first of all, to stop you from getting to your destiny. So what does 2 Timothy say? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. See, I like the King James Version. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of great power and of love and of a sound mind. So God didn't give us fear. What does it say? God gave us power, love, sound mind. A sound mind means a peaceful mind, a mind at ease, a mind in tranquility. So somewhere along the line, we're in this world, and God didn't give us that fear. Now, what happens with fear is it causes anxiety. So, causes anxiety on future events or circumstances, and it also causes stress. Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures on what God says about fear. So, now there's a bunch of scriptures on fear and what God talks about, how to overcome it. And so I'm just going to touch on a little bit of them because we would be here all night, all day. And so that lets you know that, I mean, this Bible, God tells you a bunch of stuff, how to overcome fear and everything, and because he doesn't want fear in your life. Like I said, it always stops you from moving forward. See, I can't go to haunted houses. Okay? I can't go to haunted houses. It's because fear causes a reaction. And I don't get scared. Okay? Now, there's three things that you can do when fear comes to mind, when something jumps out, right? One, you get paralyzed. Two, you run away. And the third one is very rare, and some people do it. They go into protection mode or fighting mode, right? And so I can't do scary houses because I'll punch somebody. Not that I'm afraid, but when somebody comes at you, I gotta go straight into attack mode. That's my way of thinking. I gotta attack them before they attack me. And I always had that thinking way before back in the day when I used to fight. Okay? Anytime that I ever fought, I always threw the first punch. I always threw the first punch. And it was because in my mind, I always said, I got to attack them before they get to me. So I would kind of want to every now and then. Like, that would be cool, but I'll probably hurt somebody. They'll sue me or whatever, or I don't know. So I can't do it. But fear causes anxiety. It causes stress. Now, let me tell you about some surveys here. According to surveys, most common fears are demons, ghosts, evil powers, cockroaches. Mexicans have a lot of those, right? We ain't afraid of no cockroaches, except the flying ones, except the flying cockroaches. Those things are gangster, man. They do not back away. I used to have flying cockroaches when I lived in the projects when I was little, and those things followed me around, man. They were attacking me. They were like, this is my house, yo. It's like, dude, come on, I'm just trying to eat some cereal. They would come out of the cereal box and fly at me like, this is my cereal. Here's some more. Spiders, snakes, heights, enclosed spaces, tunnels, bridges, needles, rejection. Needles, huh? Rejection, failure, public speaking. Clowns, flying, driving, intimacy, and death. The big one I would think it would be death. Clowns, huh? A lot of people are afraid of clowns. That's crazy. I don't know, but I guess so, man. There is some scary clown movies, man. You know? So They got big shoes, man. You cannot run them. But so according to surveys in America, those are the most common fears. All those. Now, I'm going to get to that verse. Romans 8, verse 14. 14 through 15. But, see, we were watching this movie yesterday, and it made me think of something. And there's a in the movie, movie's called After Earth, and it's with Will Smith and his son. And there's a part of it where Will Smith is telling his son, there's like this big creature after his son. And the thing about this creature is that it like smells fear. And so his dad is not afraid. So as long as you weren't afraid, this creature see you. But if you were afraid, then this creature could see you. And they said something in the movie about when you have fear, you know, you release hormones. And so that is true. There's a part of your brain that you release hormones to make you alert of the certain situations. So it made me think. You know, they have a saying that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So here's what God says. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. This is what I want you to understand this. See, the Spirit of God, if you are led by the Spirit of God, are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves. See, once you receive God, you got to understand something. Once you receive God, you have a spirit. He sends you your spirit, and your spirit will overcome fear. He doesn't want you to be a slave to fear. He doesn't want you to be afraid of anxiety, thinking of the future or what might happen or what might become. Because you are his kids. You are his sons and daughters, and he has given you power. Abba Father means an intimacy with God. It means more than just God. See, you got to understand something. When it says Abba Father, it means that you are now his kid. Now, there's some people that know of God, okay? They might know that God exists, but they are not his kids. People know God. But once you receive God, once you receive his gift of salvation, once you receive and become into a relationship with him, now you can call him Abba Father. It's an expression of my father. We're close. My, you know, like my own kids. So, God is saying, before you might have known me, but now, you are my son, you are my daughter. We are close. And because you have received me, you have received my gift of salvation, you have received me as your Lord and Savior, believe that I will save you. Believe that I'm giving you power. Believe that I'm giving you authority to fight fear, to fight any anxiety, any of these things. Because those things are just stopping you from moving forward. They're stopping you from living a fruitful life. So, the next scripture, Psalms 23, verse 4. And that's just a small scripture, and you've heard it plenty of times. And it says, "Ye, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for that art with me, that rod and that staff, they comfort me." So even though you're going through a certain situation, God is saying, "I am with you." God is saying, "I'm there. Don't be afraid." You might be going through a certain situation, a certain difficult situation, whatever it is, but don't be afraid. I am with you. I got you. See, a valley is the lowest place you can get in the middle of two mountains. So there's two mountains, and it is a very dark place. When you're walking through a valley, there you can't see the sunlight because it is overcovered by mountains on both sides. So it covers the sun, and when you're walking through it, it's very dark. And so God is saying, even at your darkest place, even at your darkest hour, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I'll give you a minute to go to Isaiah 43. Now, let me tell you something. Before I became a Christian, there was always this dark shadow following me. Okay? There was always this dark shadow following me everywhere. I would walk into a liquor store in the middle of the night or whatever, and I would feel this dark shadow in back of me, walk right next to me. And at first, I used to always think, well, there's probably somebody walking in the store with me, you know, right behind me. And so then I began to, I remember one night I was in my room, and this dark shadow came over me, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get up. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed by fear. And I was awake. I had just barely laid down, and I was awake. I was about to close my eyes, and this dark shadow came over me, and I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. It was choking me, and it was right there in my face. And that was before I became a Christian. See, this shadow was following me. It was the spirit of death that was following me. It was trying to get me. And so then about a week later, I tried committing suicide, and I was in a very dark place and all those things. And I received God, and received God about 3 months later. I was laying in my bed and everything, and the same shadow tried to come at me. But see, this time I didn't have to fear. I had God. I had power. God had given me power and authority. See, God has given you, once you receive him, once you are with him, he gives you his spirit. And you got to understand, his spirit has power and authority. Now, how great is God? God is great. He has power and authority over everything. He made everything. He made all the angels. He made all the stars. He made all the living things, all the spiritual things, right? And all the demons, they were once angels that he threw down and cast out of heaven. So now they're demons. So he made them. He created them. He's more powerful than them. And the only thing that they can try to get you with is fear. Because they have no authority. They have no power. So what they try to do is they try to come at you with fear. Worry about this. Worry about that. Oh, this is going wrong in my life. This is whatever. They try to come at you with fear. Once they come at you with fear, they can paralyze you from moving forward to what God has for you. And so when they try to come again to me. This time I said, I smiled at it and I said, not so. And I got up and I yelled at it and I said, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I told it to leave and never come back. And guess what? It left and it never came back. See, from that moment on, after I received Christ, I realized something, that God is more powerful than anything. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something, and this might be hard to believe, but I don't have nightmares. I don't have nightmares. Anytime that I'm having a bad dream or something scary in my dream, I turn it around and I said, I got this. I don't have nightmares. I haven't had nightmares. Before I became a Christian, yeah, I had nightmares. After I became a Christian, I started reading my word. I started realizing a true relationship with God and His Spirit. I just had a dream the other day that I was, that these, there was these creatures, and I looked around and I was like, all right, cool. And I started killing them all. So I haven't had nightmares. I don't have nightmares because I made a decision in my mind that said, I'm more powerful. Even in my dreams, you're not going to get the best of me. So I don't have fear. Before, I was afraid. Now, there's come sickness in my body. There's times where I had to rush to the hospital, but I said, I made a decision and said, I'm not afraid. God, you are more powerful than anything. And if you want to, you will take it away from me. And if I don't, then I'll die. I'll go to heaven. It's all good. So let me ask you something. Why fear things you have no control over? Why fear about what happens tomorrow? God did not promise us tomorrow. We got to live in the present. We got to make the best out of today. Choose not to worry about tomorrow, but live in the moment. Live in the present and just live. God came that you might have life more abundantly. He came to bless you. He came to save you. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to stress. He's got us. Tell your neighbor, He's got you. He's got you. See, let me tell you what it says. Isaiah 43. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you. By name you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give you Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. See, God is saying, I am the Lord. I am your Lord. I am your God. I am the Holy One. I am more powerful than any circumstance, anything in this world, anything anybody tells you. I am more powerful. I got you. You are mine. He wants us to live. He wants us to live. There's no point in worrying. There's no point in anxiety. There's no point in those things. You have no control over anything. Once you accept that God is in control, that you have no control, then you just go and you give it to Him. And you got to make a decision every day saying, God, I thank you for this day. I'm going to make the best out of it. I thank you for that. I thank you that you woke me up this morning. And I'm going to make the best of it. Amen. So don't be scared. God's got you. He's got you. Now, like I said, there's plenty of verses about fear. There's plenty of more. There's a bunch that David wrote in Psalms and talking about, like that one, Psalms 23, if you read the whole thing, you know, about overcoming fear. David was in many situations where he had to trust God, and it looked like he was doomed, but he trusted God. And it's okay. It's okay, because even David wrote some things like, God, I'm going through this, but guess what? I'm going to give it to you. So I'm not saying you could talk to God. Talk to him and say, God, I know this is happening, but God, I made a decision. I'm giving it to you. He's got you. I want you to get that. I want you to get that. I want to read that one more time. Isaiah 43. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by my name. You are mine. You are mine. God is saying you are his. In the movie of After Earth, and I'm probably spoiling the movie for somebody out there, right, that's going to listen to this. So, in the movie, right, and I'm not quite sure if this is the way it happened, but I think this is the way I saw it. And so, the kid, he was about to freeze to death, and all of a sudden, he collapsed, and something pulled him underneath, like this hole, and covered him. And what it turned out to be was this big, giant eagle. And it covered him in this hole. And he was able to stay warm. And when he got out, you know, the eagle was dead because it froze. But it covered him. And it gave me a thought. God's like, cover you. Jesus covered you with his blood. That's what it means. He covered you. He died for us so that we might live. Revelation, how Jesus died for you. He covered you. He protects you. He's got you. He died for our sins. He died so that we may live. He took us away from the devil and said, you will not have them. He's got us. So, you got to understand. You got to get that revelation. And when things and stuff happens, you got to get some of these scriptures and realize that God did not give you the spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and of a sound mind, a peaceful mind. Now, we're never going to understand fully how this life works. And sometimes we try to understand things like, why this, why that? And all we can do is pray sometimes. And God sometimes reveals those things to us. And sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes you got to wait a long time. But in all through that, you got to have that peaceful mind. He will give you that peaceful mind if you ask him. If you receive him, he will give you power. So when things happen to us, the power, your voice. So when things are happening to you, just speak your power. This is not going to bring me down. This is not the end of me. This is not going to bring me down. God has given me power. God has given me authority. And begin to speak those things over your life. Amen? God didn't give you fear. He gave you power. He gave you love. That's powerful, man. It's powerful. So why fear over things you have no control over? Don't fear about tomorrow. Don't get anxiety. See, there's a bunch of studies that say anxiety and stressing causes our bodies to break down a lot. It causes a lot of problems within our blood because your heart pumps blood, and God doesn't want that. God doesn't want you worrying. So just give it up to Him. Amen? He's given you power. He's given you authority. He's given you a sound mind. He says, you are mine. I got you. Don't worry about it. I kind of sound like, don't worry about it. Eh? Kind of sounded like a, I don't want to say Italian stereotype or whatever. Don't worry about it. Eh? But He's got you. God's got you. You got to believe that and begin to read His word, because His word has power. It has authority. And know that these aren't just words, man. This is God talking to you, telling you what He's given you. A lot of Christians don't get that. They go through life just going to church, but they really don't fully get His word into their bodies, into their minds, and they don't speak those things. It's just a thing to do on Sunday. But if you begin to get that revelation in your mind and your spirit, you'll begin to know what God thinks of you. You'll begin to know what He's given you. And you'll begin to walk in those things. See, no matter what happens in my life, I cannot lose. I cannot lose. I will succeed. I know that. Because God has given it to me. And as long as I do what God tells me to do, I will succeed. I know that. I have no fear. I have, you know, when doubts try to come into my mind, I say, no, not so. If God told me, that's what it is. Don't believe what man tells you. Don't believe what people tell you. Don't believe what other books tell you or whatever. Whoever, whatever, believe what God's telling you. Amen? So let's stand up real quick. We're going to pray. And for those out there that are listening to this message and you've never received Christ, God is calling you. See, when you're a Christian, it's different. We think of death different, because the way I think of death is if I ever die, then I go to heaven. So, and when you go to heaven, I mean, it's a party up there. There's no more suffering, no more pain, no more worries, no nothing. And so, now, the sad part about it is the people that don't accept Christ and don't accept His gift, if they reject it, then they go to hell. And that's the sad part about it. That's not what God intended. That's not what God wants. That's why He sent His Savior, His Jesus, to save us. But He's a perfect gentleman, and you have to receive His gift of salvation. You have to receive what He did for you. And if you don't receive what He did for you, then you don't receive His gift. Salvation. And when you receive Him, then it doesn't mean that everything is perfect, but it means that you're making an effort, a true effort, and a belief that you're going to follow God and His word. And you become into a relationship with Him. And so for all you guys out there, just talk to him right now. Receive him in your heart. And let us pray. Dear God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just want to honor you. We praise you. We receive your gift of salvation, Lord God. We receive your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that gives us authority, that gives us power over everything in this world, over our fears, our anxiety, over our stress. We want to receive you, Lord God. We want to receive your power. We want to receive your word, Lord God, and that we may live, that we may go out of this place and know that there is power in your name, Jesus. And that we can call on you on any time, and you're always there with us. That you are there with us through the valleys, through the shadows, through everything. And Lord God, we ask that you take away all our fear, Lord God. And let us have peace in mind, whatever we may be going through, Lord God, that you take away the fear and give them peace. So we thank you, God. We praise you in your precious name. Say amen, amen.